Well, it's a new season right here at Radio Pulpit, and Dr. Rolf Peterson, who was the CEO of the Pulpit Media Group, has resigned. And as a result, it's my honor and privilege to be speaking to Reverend Carol Verhoef, who is the newly appointed Chief Executive Officer of Radio Pulpit. Well, congratulations, Carol. How does it feel to be Radio Pulpit's CEO?
Well, thank you very much, Vusi. Can I say the title is very intimidating? I always thought then when I hear people with the title CEO, they must be very important. But now that I have the title, I really don't feel that important. I'm quite aware that being in charge of this precious organization that's been a reliable partner and that's been a symbol of good corporate citizenship is now in my hands. That makes me a bit nervous, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, Vusi, that I'm ready for it. I think I have been called for a time like this, and I've prepared for a time like this.
Amen to that, sir. And how long have you been working for Radio Pulpit?
Well, Vusi, I was just telling another person that in my 24 years that I've completed at Radio Pulpit, and I'm almost at 25, I've only been ill 5 days, which can tell you that those were the 5 days I did not work at Radio Pulpit, but all the other days I did work. Vusi, in short, I've been here for very long. I'm a veteran at Radio Pulpit. I've been in charge of every part of this organization. So I grew up on the floors at Radio Pulpit. I know this place very well.
Wow. Now, what has kept you here for more than 2 decades?
Vusi, there are 2 things that kept me here. I think the first thing is that it is so satisfying to see the impact that this organization makes out there. You know, if you listen to the programs, how the people get value from it, how they engage, the prayer requests that they send in, the teachings and everything that takes place on air and off air, the letters they write, the WhatsApps they send, the counseling they get, the books they want to read, all those things is a humbling experience, Vusi, because it just makes one aware that we are really making a big impact out there. And I think there's no more satisfying thing than making an impact or being part of a team like this that makes a huge impact. The second thing that made me stay for so many years is that I was very busy. You know, the moment when I just settled into a position, something new came up and I had to tackle that and make something of that. So there's been new positions all the time for me as the time, as the situation and circumstances changed in the broadcasting industry. So it's been, I've been very busy, and just like that, 25 years gone.
Now, tell us more about your road at Radio Pulpit to date.
Vusi, in the year 1996, I don't think you were born then. Yeah, even before your birth, and of the listeners, I saw an advert for program manager, Afrikaans and English, at Radio Pulpit. I applied, and to my surprise, I was successful. So I started off as manager of Afrikaans and English programs. However, the first 2 weeks when I arrived here, the lady who did inquiries was ill. So my boss, the CEO of then, said, "Oh, Reverend Verhoef, there you go. You are on inquiries for 2 weeks." Now, that was the best thing that happened to me because I learned the heart of our listeners, what they want to know, what they want to hear, who they like, what they don't like, what they are interested in, and I also learned the radio programs of Radio Pulpit from early in the morning to late in the evening. That is where everything started for me. I then became the program manager for the whole of radio, well, also the counseling department. I became senior manager for the whole radio department, and then television came along and I became the senior manager for the television department. And then after that, I was the general manager, national marketing, sales and fundraising. In other words, all the income. For the past years, I was the COO, chief operations officer of the Radio Pulpit business unit. And yeah, here I am, the CEO. Sounds strange, but now I'm there.
Wow. But you've really, really, really traveled a journey with Radio Pulpit. Yeah. And how did radio and the media landscape change since your first day of work at our Listener's Daily Companion?
Vusi, yeah, it feels like a total different life. You know, when I started working at Radio Pulpit, we still had tape recorders. It was these big reels that you had to pre-record everything. And Radio Pulpit was one big tape recorder. We had people on 24-hour shifts that you press play and after an hour stop, and then you press the next tape play and stop. So the computer came. The computer basically made that a lot of people became redundant, because the computer made everything much faster and more clearer. The way we recorded, the way we played out, and everything became live. It wasn't pre-recorded radio anymore. So we allowed presenters to make mistakes, and we trusted them on air without controlling every word they say. So we call that a democratization of radio programs. Oh, and also not only that, you know, the whole way of engagement from our listeners, you know, Wizzy, you won't even know what's a letter. But I tell you, it's the thing, you take a paper and you write with a pen. Yeah. And then you post it in a box.
Okay.
Now, that's what people did when they want to speak to us. And it takes the letter 2 weeks to come here.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're lucky, your letter gets chosen from a heap of thousands of letters, and it's being read on air, and you feel very important. You know, even this morning, people send in WhatsApp voice clips. Mm. Now you can send in a WhatsApp voice clip, and you're a presenter, you're part of the program immediately.
Wow.
It's just incredible. So the journey has been quite astounding, from the big tape recorder to everyone is now part of our programs. It's just amazing.
It is amazing indeed. And what is your vision for Radio Pulpit, sir?
Wuzi, I'm quite aware that Radio Pulpit is a precious organization, a much respected corporate citizen of South Africa, and that we've been here for almost 40 years now. So my biggest vision for Radio Pulpit is to be a reliable and a relevant but impactful Christian media voice in South Africa, like we've been doing for the past 39 years. I would also like Radio Pulpit to become agile, you know, to be firm in difficult circumstances like we are now, and to be fast adaptable. You know, the digital era is changing things so fast that we have to be fast adaptable in order to be relevant and sustainable. I would like this organization called Radio Pulpit to stay a trustworthy corporate citizen of South Africa. You know, we want to be an example of a place where there's no corruption, of a place where diversity and unity could be celebrated as an example. I would like this organization to be a contributive corporate citizen to the needs of South Africa. I would like this organization to be a reliable steward to the donors of Radio Pulpit. In other words, people should feel that we are an extension of their participation in the kingdom of God. And those are basically the vision that I have for Radio Pulpit.
Oh, thank you so much, Karel, for coming through to the studios and sharing your heart with us. And once again, congratulations on your new appointment.
Thank you, Wizzy, and to all the listeners.